It's the 27th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford couple responsible for an 8-week-old baby's serious injuries back in 2020 were both sentenced at Luton Crown Court last Friday. Salma Mughal, the 36-year-old mother, attended accident and emergency with her husband, Mohammed Usman, following concerns about the baby's limbs. The couple provided false accounts of events to A&E staff, even stating that the baby was accidentally dropped by another child during play. The baby was later found to have a number of broken bones, with the cause listed as non-accidental. The 30-year-old Usman has received an 8-year sentence for causing grievous bodily harm with intent. His wife Salma received a 2-year suspended sentence for causing or allowing serious injury to a child. A prohibition order was issued to an unaccompanied learner driver yesterday morning for a car stopped by police in Luton. The vehicle's tyres were so eroded that the cords were exposed. The car has been permanently removed from operation. A Bedford Borough report has revealed whether or not the 4 hours of free parking in Bedford Town Centre has negatively impacted public transportation. The document, presented to the Environment Oversight for Scrutiny Committee, was summarised by the Chief Officer for Transport, Matthew DeChambeau, who said, "We've certainly not seen that marked impact on buses from the 4 hours free car parking. The second half of last year showed that almost 500,000 more passengers across the borough were using bus services." The BLMK Integrated Care System, which includes Bedfordshire, will provide robotic pets to a number of care home residents in order to help combat loneliness and depression. The Mental Health and Wellbeing Programme, known as Digitising Social Care or DISC, recently received £1 million in funding. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.